Later this year, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse will deliver its final report. Already, it's identified nearly 2,000 Catholic Church figures, including priests and brothers, as alleged perpetrators. The Church has acknowledged that's indefensible, but what is it doing to regain trust and ensure abuse is never repeated? Reporter Eliza Borello has been finding out.
Like parishes across the country, St Anthony's in the northern Perth suburb of Wanneroo has been rocked by revelations from the Royal Commission. No abuse is alleged to have happened under its roof, but one of its former priests, Leo Spicer, has been jailed for crimes committed in Victoria.
I know that people in the community, older members of the community who knew him well, they felt that. They felt that very strongly.
John Daly is St Anthony's priest now, and he's determined to make it a safe place.
We would often have one or two altar servers in the altar server room. Now the door to the altar server room should be left open.
As well as ensuring young altar servers aren't changing into their robes without parental supervision, St Anthony's has also appointed two parishioners to act as so-called safeguarding officers. Their names and numbers are on the church notice board, and anyone with concerns can report them to them.
There's no stigma attached in having to come to Father John and speak to me and then thinking, what's he going to say? As a priest in the modern world, that there is an extra burden with regard to that connection. And I do know that one of our older priests in the Archdiocese, being on a bus travelling alone, a number of young people shouted at him from the back, something along those lines. But all it does, it's there to remind us that we are in a position of privilege in the community, and we really need to ensure that we are above reproach.
Ruth Barker's daughter Helen is an altar server at St Anthony's and says she encouraged her to do it.
Because I want to encourage her to be part of her community. I trust my priest.
Andrea Muslin is the director of the Catholic Archdiocese of Perth Safeguarding Project. She's a former policewoman who, upon taking up the job, had a frank conversation with WA's clergymen.
For many of the clergy, it was a bit of a steep learning curve.
I understand that the message you had for them was, if there is anyone here that is still a paedophile or at risk of harming children, then you need to leave now.
Well, maybe not in those so many words, but I think this what the outcomes, the aims and the objectives of the safeguarding project would have probably made that quite clear.
Andrea Muslin, the director of the Catholic Archdiocese of Perth's safeguarding project, ending Eliza Borello's report.